Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Michael Van Tool Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday at 9 o'clock. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, Combined Insurance, and TCB, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the roll here. Our political analyst, podcaster, and community activist, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor. She's an author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, a prophetess, minister, songstress, and our devotional leader here on the show. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to our listening audience.
And Trevis Colvin, my assistant and our sales manager here at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Good morning, Ms. Colvin.
Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit, and good morning, Michael.
All right. We are all here. Everybody is loud and clear. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 30 minutes. I've already been speaking with her this morning. She is up, excited, and ready to go for community highlights at 9:30. So we are looking forward to that. Trevis, I have a few notes. I know you have a few notes from our sponsors. Let me just start off with TCBC, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. Along with booking your events, TCBC has all the extras too. So when you call them at 313-588-0432, you can get an axe for limousines, microphones, a DJ, caterer, event planner, photographer, decorations, invitations, projectors, and much more. Just call and ask them for what you need. You know, a lot of times you have these events and you just forget about the details. Well, they got all the details right there. TCBC, it's right on the Detroit-Dearborn border, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. Trevis, what do you have from our sponsors?
I have health insurance. Do you have health insurance? Are you covered by an employer health care plan? If you're not covered properly, here's an affordable health care lifetime for you. It includes dental, vision, prescription, chiropractic, medical, hospital stays, and telemedicine. Safe, secured, board-certified doctors are available now. This is anywhere in America for $19.95. And for more information, you can call 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300, or go to Michael V as in victory .savewithdiscounthealthcare.com.
Great. Do you have any more notes before we move on?
Looks like we have something from Sharp and Associates for all of your insurance needs. We do have something for Sharp and Associates. Their phone, their website is www.sharp-insurance.com, and that's Sharp with an E-insurance.com.
All right. When we come back after this station break, we have news and church closed weather. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is
going to be fine. All right, we're back in the news this morning. Rapper and rights activist Killer Mike decided to start a new black-owned bank called Greenwood. Along with Bounce TV founder Ryan Glover, Killer Mike and a team including former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young unveiled their new platform Thursday after raising more than $3 million in June. While the bank is slated to open until January 2021, tens of thousands of new account requests have been received in less than 24 hours, and there is a waiting list to open bank accounts. Killer Mike, whose real name is Michael Render, says they will be competing with other digital banks like MoneyLion, Chime, Aspiration, and Vero. The new Greenwood Bank will target Black and Latino communities that have been underserved by other banks. A former New York wine distributor who hawked a single-serving wine glass that appeared on Shark Tank was sentenced to 2 years in prison Friday for wire fraud. Joseph Falcone, 60, previously pleaded guilty to stealing more than $500,000 from investors, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York. Falcone used the money to buy a home in Florida and fund an online securities trading account. Falcone's victims were reached by his Shark Tank pitch. Show host Kevin O'Leary once considered investing $2.5 million. However, three other investors did give Falcone $872,000. Henrietta, what do we all have in the news?
Good morning, Michael. Well, you know, yesterday we had such a beautiful day. It was 75 degrees and warm, and it was just amazing. But today is going to be slightly cooler. Today we have a high of 64 degrees. Monday we warm up a little bit more with a high of 72. Tuesday we're going back to a little cool down of 68 degrees. And Wednesday we have a temperature of 64 degrees for the high.
Great. Church closed weather. There are some people that are still going to church. Some church has churches have their virtual services too. So, but there and there are some people going to work. So we have church closed weather for you. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. What else is in the news this morning?
So, you know, I've been doing these really good happy stories because I know there's so much going on. But do you feel better after dancing, Michael? I know you like to dance because I've seen you dance at Franklin Wright Settlements when we have our Spirit of Giving and
You don't have to put all my business out in the street. Come on. No.
Just so you guys know, Michael, he can throw it out.
Oh,
but
no.
Feeling
happier. I didn't see that coming, I tell you. You got me on that
one. It goes into our good news story today that's going to make us feel a lot better. And it's a tool that can help us cope while we're still going through COVID and everything else that's going on. But 80% of people say that they feel happier and less stressed as a benefit of dancing. A survey of 2,000 British adults found that 3/4 feel happy after shimmying around their home. So dancing can be done anywhere. You can dance at your home. You can dance if you go to your office. You can dance around in your office, close your door, turn the music on, and just, you know, jam out. And almost half went as far to say they feel their mental health is better as a result of the activity. The poll that was commissioned by Zumba, we all know Zumba, that's the fitness dance company, found 67% wish they could dance more often, although 41% admitted they were quite bad or appalling at it. Not that that matters that much. Psychologist Dr. Peter Lovett said the positive effects of dance have been shown in the scientific literature to help our stress and anxiety in lots of ways, particularly in difficult times like these. I dance with my boys. You guys know I have children. I dance with them all the time, and they laugh at me, and they're like, Mommy, you have no rhythm. And I'm like, but we're having fun. You know, so it doesn't have to be, you know, you trying to do the latest dance or remember what you did whenever the last time that you actually did. Just get up and have fun, even if it's just goofing off. Because right now what we all need to do is to take a deep breath, relax, and have some fun with each other. So you can dance with your family, you can dance with your friends, or you can dance by yourself.
Great. Well, that was a fun story. Appreciate that. All right, Evangelist Christy.
That was a fun story. I plan on dancing today at church. That'll be my dance for the day.
That's a good thing.
That's a good one.
Not only does it get your heart rate up, it's good exercise, but you burn calories at the same time while giving God praise or just while having fun at the house. So this morning I was thinking about our mindset. We have experienced so much in 2020. I mean, who would have ever thought we'd experience all that we have in 2020? But what I was thinking was Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I was thinking Romans 12, where it talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So right thinking leads to right conversation, and it leads to right action. So right thinking leads to right conversation, and it leads to right action. Our minds have been all over the place. But it's time for us to settle our minds, process what has taken place, take on a positive attitude, find the good, find your dance move, find your puppy that makes you happy just watching it on social media. I remember that from last week, and it's actually true. I tried it this week. So find your happy thoughts, find your happy place, and talk about those wonderful things, and then take action. So our action may be dancing. Our action may be laughing, joy. So it's mind, mouth to movement even if things aren't the greatest in this moment, we have the power to speak life, to speak positivity, and watch things transform in our lives. So those are my thoughts for this morning.
Evangelist Christy, you know, you put so much thought in your, you really put a lot of thought into your comments. I tell you that, unlike me, who just kind of on the fly at the last minute think up something, but you know, that is absolutely right. You know, it depends on your perceptions. Some people look at the glass half empty, you know, that kind of thing. Some people look at things pessimistically. It depends on your frame of mind. You know, I try to have a positive frame of mind, thoughtful frame of mind, and look at and try to. I wake up in a good mood. You know what I'm saying? Not depressed and sad and angry or anything like that. And that makes a big difference on your outlook on life.
You know what, Michael?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you think about the team that you have put together here, I strongly feel it is our responsibility to help people think differently. When you think about the political arena, when you think about the work that Kim does, what you're doing, Michael, and even Trevis in her Friday Night Fire, it is our responsibility to help people to open their minds to see things from a better perspective, from a more positive perspective, so that they can
Absolutely.
Walk away from us thinking the glass is half full and not half empty.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference about our frame of mind. It colors our day, you know, all day long. I mean, there's many things that happen that can make you upset all day long. And then you also can't think of things all like the whole world is coming at you. It's not. You know, some people live in that type of frame of mind every day that the whole world is against them, and it's really not. It's when you lump everything together, that's when it looks bad. But then you also have to realize, once you pray and you ask God to help you, you've got some real power behind you that can beat back all of that. And I think that's what people have to remember, that we're not in this alone, that we can ask God for help and to give us strength to fight back. And that's the thing. We just don't have to give up.
Right.
You know, we have to fight back. But who am I? I'm just a poet. I mean, you're the preacher. Okay, look, guys. You know, I always start slipping into that on these Sunday mornings. Biden is expanding his lead, Henrietta, over Trump in almost every state. I think there's like one state that Trump is still leading. But I'm scared to even discuss it, because I don't want people to get complacent and relax, like, oh, Biden's got this. That's what happened
right.
In 2016.
Yeah. But see, in 2016, I think in 2016 that it got complacent early on, like real early on, like, because she was getting the popular vote. She still wasn't, you know, that key state was running neck to neck, and she was winning the key states. And so I agree with you. I don't think we need to let that good news persuade us from relaxing and getting out here. And it was so funny on the topic. I saw something I have not seen since I was a little girl. And yesterday it was beautiful. I mean, it was absolutely amazing outside. And the canvassers were out, and I mean, they were out in full force. And we had, ironically, Wendell Anthony was going through the neighborhood with the bullhorn in his car. And I was sitting up here, and I was doing a little bit of work, and I heard, I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't heard a bullhorn in years. And it was positive messaging. And I thought, you know, we can keep this momentum going. We could win this race. And I do agree with you, because he is leading. But let me tell you, I think people have seen enough.
I think that the American people, and even some of his followers, may be giving themselves a pause in the ideology of rehiring him for this position. I mean, you can't possibly be, any of us, or this country could possibly be that blind in thinking that this man should be back in office running this country. So I think it's a wonderful thing, but I agree with you, Michael, we should not get complacent. We should get stronger, and we should push even harder, knowing that we are in the lead, because like a race, a person who's running in a race, they don't stop, slow down, because they're ahead of everybody. They keep running until they get to the finish line, and I think we need to do that as well with this race. We need to keep running until we get to the finish line.
I tell you, I got a sharp team here this morning. I like that analogy, Henrietta. A runner in a race does not look back and slow down when he realizes he's winning. He actually runs faster, doesn't he?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Yeah. And that's a great one. Y'all are preaching today, I tell you. Y'all are teaching. This is like a learning experience.
My mindset is all glory to God. I tell people every day, the things that come out of my mouth, let me be clear, I get amazed sometimes. I'm like, oh, God, look at you.
Amen. Let me tell you, when I wrote my book back around 1999-2000, my book of poetry, there were days that I would just come home, sit at the dining room table, and start writing. All I could tell you is I don't know where some of those words came from out of me. I just know that had to be God putting those words through me. And it just came out on paper, because I would sometimes write 3 or 4 poems per night. I have enough. That was my first book. I have enough to write another book right now. I'm just, you know, in the publishing stages for the second one. But when I wrote that, God, he just sent me the information. And it's almost like it just went right through me, from him right through me, right onto paper. So God does, you know, and people with talent, singers, the other things like that, inventors, scientists, that is God. And that tells me something else, that people need to acknowledge
God. That's right.
And not themselves. That's another
Absolutely.
Big thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I give God acknowledgement on everything. I mean, because I, you know, again, like I said, I surprise myself sometimes when I'm talking to people, things just start flowing. And some of the things that pop in my mind, I mean, every day when we wake up in our mindset that we're not crazy or attempting to do something of the world that's going to cause us harm and havoc, we have to give glory to God for everything that he does, down to the point of our mindset. A lot of people are not blessed like we are to have the sharpness and the tenacity to be able to speak to audiences and be able to get points across and use analogies and metaphors the way that we do. And because this show is so blessed, that's just how it is. So we definitely have to give acknowledgement to God for that, because if it wasn't for him, none of us would be here doing what
that's
we do.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Trevis, you had a comment?
Yes, I just wanted to piggyback off of what Evangelist Christie said earlier. On a more positive note, we were talking about, you know, our mindset, and with everything that we're facing today, I just wanted to admonish and encourage all of our brothers and sisters that Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any excellence, and if any worthy of praise, dwell on these things." And that's from the New American Standard Bible. And it's simply saying, elevate your thoughts, as she said. We have so much to look at. We hear so much. And it would be so easy to succumb to what we hear, what we see, and even some of our adverse situations. But you know what? If we elevate our thoughts, we would have better days. Our success would be greater. Our endurance would be stronger. We have to elevate our mindset.
Amen. Thanks for adding that in. We appreciate that. I just want to remind our audience, Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 5 minutes. I was on the line with her this morning. She's up and ready to go. I just got a couple notes before we switch over to community highlights. Poetic Justice for God is one of our newest sponsors. It's led by Detroit native Estelle Humphrey, and she's the visionary behind this. Poetic Justice for God is an organization, a nonprofit organization that helps aspiring gospel artists, no matter what it is, dance, singing, instruments, poetry, it's all ordained for worship through the performing arts. And if you would like, go to poeticjusticeforgod.net and you will see some of the artists that they work with. And I've clicked on there, and it's really, really important. And it's a big help for gospel artists because, like, right now, you know, a lot of churches are not open, or you can't have a lot of events. And, you know, it's really important for an organization like this to highlight gospel artists. I want to thank attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, for sponsoring the show. He's a personal injury specialist. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. I just have a couple more minutes left, but Kimberly, I got to listen to your podcast, the one with the doctor. Tell us a little about that, because I'm going to click onto that today because that was such an important topic.
Thank you, Michael. It's Dr. Angela Celeste May. She is a clinical, organizational, and forensic psychologist, and she comes on my show once a month, and we talk about a wide variety of topics. The last topic that we discussed was the weaponization of black skin. And some of the things that we covered in that is, one, why do people look at black and brown skin as a weapon, as if it's a gun? And so we talked about different situations, and we talked about biases. We talked about conscious, unconscious biases. We talked about prejudices, how people are raised, how people are thinking. We talked about the foundation of America terms of slavery, and how even though we can have the conversation and say, okay, well, you brought people here and it wasn't my family that did this, the reality is the country was founded on it. People use it as an opportunity to get wealthy. We're not necessarily as black people looking to say, you know, it's this family or this family. It's not that. We're looking towards the country to make amends to black people, because there are some things that have happened that have put people in a position where it's kept them behind. And as we've seen historically, when the Japanese were interned here in internment camps, and other groups of people have been impacted, such as the Jews during World War II when they were going through concentration camps, we've seen countries make amends to them, but you've never seen that here with black Americans. And so we were talking about that. And then we talked about the thought process behind that. And then we talked about, which was my question that I had saved for this particular interview, why was it, or why does it seem that it's so easy for cities and municipalities to write a check for wrongful death? In the case of Breonna Taylor, her family was given $12 million. Instead of enacting legislation or creating a framework of law that says that if certain things happen, a police officer cannot shoot, harm, or kill someone, you know, because it doesn't look like they've gone through protocol, or it seems to be an overreach, or, you know, any of the numerous situations that we've seen. And it's just interesting to listen to her response. And because she is such a very educated psychologist, she can give you how people's brains are processing information. So, you know, a lot of people want to say it's one thing, that it's just, it's racism. And at some part of it, it is racism, but you have to understand why there's racism.
Well, that's a great topic. And when I saw that and read it, I was like, okay, we definitely have to talk about that this morning. And I definitely, as soon as we get off the show today, I'm going to click on and listen to that. Great, great guest, and that's great that you have her on a regular basis. I thought it was an excellent topic. I'm looking forward to listening to that. All right, missionary Hattie Humphrey is getting ready to jump on the line, and we will be right back with Community Highlights and missionary Hattie B. Humphrey after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars?
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. You can reach them at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Tell Gail that you heard it from missionary Hattie Humphrey at 248-350-2323. And I'm here with the Sunday morning team, just waiting for Hattie Humphrey to get on. Let me go down the line. First of all, political analyst Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. Good morning, Sunday morning show team. Good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster from Greater Pentecostal Temple. Good morning.
Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit. And good morning to missionary Hattie Humphrey.
And Trevis Colvin, assistant at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and our sales manager. Good morning, Trevis.
Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary. Good morning, Detroit.
And missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, missionary.
Good morning, good morning. It's so good to hear all y'all sweet voices again.
And it's been an exciting morning already. We are so glad we've got the whole team with us this morning, and our lines are lit up. I don't even know how many more calls that we can get this morning here, but we are got a group of people listening, Missionary, and we also have a number of people streaming online. So, Missionary, how are you this morning? And tell us something.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, and I thank God for this opportunity to come the way to let the world know that we are praying for them. If there was ever was a time that we need to praise now, if things are in terrible condition, so we must go back to the old landmark, and as we used to sing a song, and stay in the house of the Lord. And I'm so glad today that we can talk to all of the people today. It's difficult time now, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any easier, but it will be all right for those that love the Lord, to all of my staff.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to go around with the Sunday morning team this morning just to let us know what's on your mind. I want to start with Trevis. Trevis, you have a guest and a special topic coming up when we do the show next Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about the guest coming up on the show next week.
Yes, good morning, everyone, and good morning, Detroit. We do have a special guest, Dr. LaDonna Combs, Sisters Against Abuse Society. October is not just known as Purple Month, but it is also known as the Month of Domestic Violence Awareness, actually. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and she's going to be talking with us about some of the challenges, even since we've been in the COVID-19 pandemic, how that domestic violence has, like, really increased. And so I think it's important because most of us know someone that has been a victim. Somebody knows someone that has survived domestic violence. And I think it's very important that we remember them and pray for them. And we need to be informed and educated on what we can do and how we can do it, because it is a delicate, very delicate situation.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because Missionary, a lot of people are enclosed, their home. This is the first time in my memory that almost everybody was in the house. You had kids that came back from college. You've had people working from home. So it was one of those rare times when the mother, father, sister, brother, everybody was in the same house. Sometimes it included seniors and uncles and aunts. But by putting all these people together, it didn't work that much in before this, but when you put everybody together, it caused some problems in that house. Everybody is not getting along, and that's what I'm trying to say. Everybody's not getting along during COVID.
Well, in time like these, everybody together, you know how that is. We send our kids off to school. That's a release for us. But in time like these, it's hard on people. It's not only going to be hard on people this, they're coming up with feeding them and clothing them.
Yeah.
It's difficult, but it's not, we must stay. Know that on the Lord's side, if you don't, just ask God to help you. I'm telling you, my sister and brother, it's not going to get better with this president in now. It's not going to get no better.
Right.
So we must stay on the Lord's side and keep on talking to Jesus.
Yes. We do have to mention some supporters of Community Highlights, including Franklin Wright Settlements, making a difference right now, even during this health and financial emergency this year. And Franklin Wright is one of the strongest forces in the community for about 140 years. It's been a cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups in Detroit and the Tri-County area, and low and moderate income. And, you know, right now, go ahead,
people. They feed people all the time. They help people. They just good people to help everybody that's standing in that need.
Right. From kids with the early Head Start. And some of the other programs, Kimberly, like there's counseling, some things that we don't talk about too much, but Franklin Wright's even doing more than what we say. They're, you know, they've got team of counselors that go out and counsel families and children, and victims of abuse, just like, Trevis was talking about. So there's a lot that Franklin Wright does, and I, the three of us, missionary, Kimberly and I, we're all proud to serve on the board of this great organization, along with the president, Monique Marks, and CFO, Stacy Robinson. Just a great, great team, and they work very hard over there. So
yes,
here's the number for Franklin Wright, 313-579-1000. And then American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail and tell her that you heard it from Missionary Hattie Humphrey. They've got their warranties, lifetime material warranties. Their own installation crews certified. They've got they're also bonded, licensed, and insured. They have an A+ Better Business rating. It's family owned and operated, and we've known that because they've been supporting us for a few years now. And they give you the best prices, too. So if you've got some roof work that needs to be done, call them. They'll do a free analysis for you and give you a free estimate. 248-350-2323. All right. Let's go around the board here and hear from our Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivy. What's the good word this morning, Henrietta?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to the beautiful missionary Hattie Humphrey. The good word today is allow God into your life. Pray. Don't worry. And if you're going to worry, why pray?
All right now.
Amen. Okay. That's right. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. So we know that things are happening every day, but we have power in our voice and our ability to vote. That's your power. Take your souls to the polls, as people keep saying. Go vote. Your life depends on it. Remember, as Henrietta said, God still sits on the throne. So at the end of the day, as someone said to me, God already knew what was going to happen yesterday. It's already worked out. Just pray about it. Remember who you serve, pray, and stay faithful, and everything will be all right.
Great, great. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster from Greater Pentecostal.
Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and again to the team. I agree with all that has been said, but today my heart and my mind is set on the fact that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We walked yesterday to raise awareness. 3 years ago, May 7th, 2017, we lost our mother to breast cancer. So my heart goes out to those that have experienced a loss due to breast cancer. And then at the same time, we celebrate their lives and the time that we've had with them. But also those that have survived, I celebrate you today as well. And thank God for your life that you made it through. And I just want to encourage the families that support family members that have gone through this experience. Just want to encourage you and tell you just hang on in there. Better days are ahead. So we want to honor those that we've lost and celebrate those that are still with us today.
And I just wanted to throw in there what you just said. 1975, I had cancer. God brought me through. He can do it for anyone that believes. There is hope for the few. Just clear say, trust in the Lord, and he'll take you through. I'm a witness.
Yes, and what a powerful story, because missionary, you have been through and you fought back with God's help, and not everybody, you don't talk about it that much. Not everybody doesn't know that's what you had to go through. And I remember, what you've told us about that experience. Yes. All right. Let's go to Evangelist Trevis Colvin.
Good morning again, Missionary Hattie B. Humphrey, and good morning, team, and to our listening audience. Good morning, Detroit. I just want to say this. There is so much going on in and around the world today. We see so much, we hear so much, and it is so easy to just give up and faint. But I'm reminded of the scripture that says, men ought to always pray and not faint. And this is what Jesus told his disciples in the book of Luke, chapter number 18. It is no time for us to faint. I'm reminded also of what the great Congressman John said when he was talking to them. And I see this so much on social media. I believe it was Kimberly that was talking about the power of our vote. And he posed the question, do you want to go back? Do you want to go back? We don't have to go back. We won't go back. No matter what happens, we still have a voice. We still can make a difference. And I am encouraging and admonishing everyone, go out and vote. We can make the difference. God has given us the power. And I heard Missionary Hattie B. Humphrey say this morning that it's not about who's in the White House. It's about God who sits on the throne. He already knows what's going to happen. God will always provide for his people. God forbid that Donald Trump should win another election. And yes, I said it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I have freedom of speech. I'm a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, and I can speak that. But in the event that he should win again, God will provide for his people. He will always provide for his people. He always has, and he always will. Our fate is not in the hands of the Republicans. It's not in the fate of Donald Trump. Our destiny, our life, it's in him.
All right,
we live,
now.
We move,
in God's
we have
hands.
Our being in
yeah.
Jesus.
All right, baby.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, there was a fire this morning.
Yes.
He got that energy, doesn't he? I tell you.
Yes.
All right, well, Missionary, we want to hear from one of your good friends, longtime friends, Greg Burkhart. Mr. Burkhart, thank you so much for listening and joining in on the show. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, everybody, and especially Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's so good to hear your voice. Well, first thing I want to say is today is International Girls Day, so I want to do a shout-out to all our strong girls that are leaders for us. One's right on this show. So to the girls of the world.
That's great. I didn't even know there was a day like this, but that's great. There's a day for everything.
Neither, isn't it? It's true. Neither did I till I saw it on the news this morning. So, hey, I want to tell a real quick story about what happened a few days ago. We had some free T-shirts promoting our city that we had gotten from the city office, and I was giving some to a neighbor who has young children, and he's from Bangladesh. And he talked about, in his culture, teaching children about giving. It's not always about what you give. It is the act of giving to others that is important. And his perspective made me think about the importance of thinking of others and caring for others. And that is the way we should be and our leaders should be.
Yeah.
Franklin Wright does that. We need leaders who care for others, who are empathetic and want to unite our country, not divide it.
Right.
We need leaders who follow the values stated in the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that ending is so important. One nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all people. This is such an important time. With the upcoming election, please, I ask everyone to review the candidates in the issue. Make decisions based on your heart.
Right.
Vote in person or take your ballots to the city office or a drop box. It's so important right now.
Yes.
Great.
That's beautiful.
That is so important. And you're right. I just wonder, when are some people going to realize that this country does have a constitution, that we have all these things in place so that we could avoid the problems that we're facing now. This, you know, there's nothing. Our Constitution covers a lot, and there are a lot of people that are ignoring a lot of that right now, and they realize that if it wasn't for that structure that we have, our laws, that we would be in total chaos and And because they're ignoring those things now, we are drifting into chaos. And that's what we've had for the past few years. So very well said. We do have the basis and the foundation already to for this country to move forward. It has kept us all these years. This country's been here for over 200 years. So it seems to have been working. In no sense throwing it out now and ignoring the Constitution. So that was great. Thanks for sharing that with us. We're going to make you a member at large of the Sunday Morning Team, Greg.
Well, I do enjoy it, and it's all the years of being with Missionary Humphrey that has guided my thoughts.
Amen. Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you to all. And thank you for everything you do and for all the strong women.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Yeah. All over the place. And the strong team that we have right here on the Sunday Morning Team. We've got a great, great team with us here. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
We have a strong team. Let me shout out to my Louis in Arkansas and St. Louis. My nieces all watch me in Ohio. They like all of y'all. So that's a beautiful thing. And I'm like Michael. We got the greatest team in the world.
Man,
and I like
yeah.
that. Carry it on, even after. Continue to carry that good work on, okay?
Man,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to also scheduling some, we have some guests on tap coming up. And as soon as we confirm, I can say it, but we're working on some few high-profile interviews coming up soon to join us here on Sunday mornings. And those of you who don't forget, we are on Sunday mornings, 2 at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. There was some issues this morning. We apologize for some of the issues this morning. But we know that we're definitely going to have those ironed out because we know that a number of you might have been listening for the show early this morning. But, you know, that's why we have the podcast that we're doing right now, too. So I know that you can hear us loud and clear. All right. Well, I am looking forward to a great week this week, Missionary. You know, we are looking forward to in what I do. You know, we take God with us every day. I pray every morning before I start at work in my office. And as we were talking earlier before you got online, that you know, it's the way when you start out your day right, things that's the way to do it. You know, start off with prayer. Start off.
You're right.
Positive, you know, start off in, you know, in a good mood and not in a bad mood when you get up in the morning. Because there are a lot of things we can complain about every day.
When we start off, like you said, I always start off, the Lord knows what you need or not, but he want to hear you say it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it when right. he talk to you. Hey, y'all, I used to pick cotton. That's how old I am. Pick cotton and shoot. I still go hunting. It's going to be my first time this year. I'm not going duck hunting in Arkansas. That's what I like to do. That's what I brought up to do in those days. And that's good, you know.
Yep.
With my eyes going, if I start shooting now, I might shoot everybody. So we don't.
Don't do that, Mary.
Well,
so I do have a rifle now. But I'm glad God is all of these years, and I'm still doing my work. And to all of you that's at home, let me say this to you: there's always something you can do, women. If it's no more to clean up your yard, do some work that you hadn't done, call some people, call those people at your church, those that are sick and shut-in. I even visit the jailhouse in Jackson Prison. This will be the first year I won't be able to go with this. I've always always find something you can do to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's what community and all of this staff is all about.
Yes, I just thought about something, too, is that when you call somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, they are so happy and surprised. If you call somebody just to say hello, because, you know, uh-huh. we all get those phone calls. We get phone calls from people when they need something.
You know,
sometimes don't you just wish that those people would just call just to say hello? Sometimes I wait mm-hmm. to see if somebody would just call me just to say hello instead of saying,
right. You
know, hey, Mike, can you do this? Can you do that? Sometimes,
right. You
know, can they just call me just to say, hey, Mike, how you doing? Didn't want anything. Mm-hmm. You know?
Just wanted to see if you were okay. You're
right. You all don't know. I don't know. Maybe Missionary gets more calls like that than me, but most of mine are, hey, Mike, can you? They start off with, can you do this? Can you help me? Can you do that? And that gets a little old after. I just want somebody just to call me and say, hey, Mike, how you doing, bruh? Uh-huh. You know?
Exactly. Michael, I get the calls where it's like, Kim, I know you know somebody who does such and such. Who can you refer me to? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if people realize that if they can hear themselves. Like, do you know that we can hear you? We know that every time you call us, you're asking for something, you know,
right. And
they don't realize it. And I mm-hmm. learned that when people do that, I stop communicating with them because all they do is take all the time.
Yeah.
They never
yeah.
add to you. And now I know you all have had calls like this where they call
Absolutely.
You and every time they call, same person, but every time they
mm-hmm.
call you, they want something from you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
that is really, they, and I don't even think they really realize it. People
yeah,
like
but that will always. That will always be. That's why the Lord made you a little stronger than the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, when to say
Amen.
Yes and when to say no. Still,
yeah.
you can bless them. Keep on
yeah.
going.
We need
Amen.
To
That's
yeah.
right. Amen.
Yeah.
And I want to say hello to Kim. I hadn't saw you in a long time, Kim. I'd be
I
glad
know.
To see
I
you when
you
I see you, kiddo.
I love
yeah.
you.
Thank Especially you. Kim, since you're not able because you have your kids, you're teaching your kids, so we have to work out something. We'll talk offline because we got to get you back on because we miss talking to you, you know, especially
yeah,
on Wednesday when we tape. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, because you do so much and you're working so hard, but we have a hardworking team. I want to thank everybody. Missionary, we are just like 2 minutes away, and it's been a great morning. It's great to talk with the team.
Oh, yes, and we thank God for this opportunity for everybody. And I still want to say to Lewis, I love you, Lewis. I love all of you all. And as soon as this virus get over, we will go back together. And I want to say to the I'm going to say this to my audience. Give to God the best thing that you have, and I guarantee you it'll come back to you. Don't forget to pray.
I want to thank, yeah, Missionary, thank you. We're just going to listen to a little bit about our friend Minister Randall Smith on the way out, but Missionary, thank you so much. It's good to hear you this morning. We will see you next Sunday right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9 o'clock. God bless you all.
Have a great day, guys.
God bless.
Bless you.
God bless. God bless everybody. Be safe.
Father,
bye.
Sister, brother, you.